not everyone is confident when it comes to personal finance, and that might be due to a number of different factors, including level of knowledge. Educating yourself on how to manage your money is a great way to start. Now, Women's Sense is a website started by Vanessa Stockbruger. Her intention is to provide programs for women to provide them with the tools they need to develop financial confidence. She is here to tell us about her four E's to financial power. Vanessa, we're going to get to your E's in a moment, but tell us how Women's Sense came to be. You have a very traditional finance background, not this kind of stuff. Why did you decide to focus on the consumer?
You know, as I talked to more women, I realized that there was a lack of confidence around money and even wanting to discuss it. And so then I found myself kind of helping them and talking about it more. And it was just a passion of mine. And so then I developed Women's Sense and the programs that have developed to be very specific now for women in what they need to move forward.
Give us the essence of your personal story that really underscores how well you can relate to women who are having a hard time sorting through matters of personal finance.
Yeah, I think I come from a few different areas of why I'm so passionate about helping women in particular. And for myself, I had a business finance background, and I had a strong career in investment banking, and that allowed me to be very independent and self-reliant. And I've been married for 18 years and have two young daughters, but I always maintained my own independence and understanding of my finances. And then now I have two young daughters who I also want to be strong when it comes to finances, because I want them to be able to have whatever opportunities they decide and them be the decision maker on that. The other thing about my background is we lost my father when I was very young in a car accident, and my mom was a widow at age 35. Mm. And so she raised four young children on her own on a farm in Saskatchewan. And I have all the respect and admiration for her, because she had to make these financial decisions on her own, I mean, for many, many years, and we were very young. So I just think it's very important that women understand this. They are engaged and they take an interest.
What do you think differs for women? And by the way, I do segments on this particular demographic regularly, because I think there are some very important differences, and the approach that we use to engage women in getting a handle on their money can be different. But from your perspective, what would you say is different, and what are the tools or the solutions or the remedies that you think are particularly resonant?
Well, I think that women don't have the same confidence level when it comes to finances, even if their knowledge is the same level as men's. And part of that comes from maybe not having the knowledge because they haven't been as engaged in finances, but also there's a bit of fear around money and intimidation. They feel like they don't understand it, so they don't want to ask questions, and then the cycle just continues. And there is a bit of disinterest, I'd have to admit, as well. Not all women love the topic, and so they just find that they shy away from it. And so we sometimes will rely on somebody else to manage it instead of taking it on ourselves.
You have something called the four E's that every woman needs to build financial strength. I'll go through them, and I'd love a one sentence on what you mean when you say, first off, engagement.
Okay, so I see it as a pyramid. So yeah, engagement is the foundation. That's the bottom. And this is making our finances a priority. And once we make them a priority, then we start to be more engaged. Then we become aware of things, and then we can't help but change and improve.
Education.
Education is really about getting the knowledge and tools that we need in order to make financial decisions. We don't need to be experts, but we do need a certain base level. And I think it's important that women want to learn in a different way, maybe than the traditional way when it comes to finances.
Execution.
Execution is really about having a plan. And I like to say goals are just, without a plan, are just good intentions. And so having an execution plan is actually going to move you forward.
And finally, experience.
I think the most important thing here is really about recognizing that we are all different and that we have different goals and values. And so when we do make financial decisions, that we need to feel comfortable with that, that it's not a one-size-fits-all. It has to be, we have to be very clear on what we want, what we love, and what's going to work for us.
Money Sense has a bunch of offerings. One of them is a money club. How does that work?
So Money Club is an educational seminar series. And so I meet with women. I do three different sessions, and there's different topics in each one covering debt, investing, as well as protection of financial assets. And I bring groups of women together, and it's in a very non-intimidating and non-judgmental environment. And so women feel very comfortable discussing the different areas of finance.
What are some of the topics that you cover?
For the most part, it's everything personal finance. I have something called a financial closet. And so within there is the financial assets, making sure we understand investments and the different accounts, the investment framework in Canada and how it works. Debt, how there is different types of debt, how to repay debt, how do we budget, how do we save properly, as well I talk about insurance because that's often misunderstood, estate planning because, as you know, most of the Canadians don't have a will, so talking about the importance of that, and also employee benefits and just helping people to recognize the value of their employee benefits and to look into them further.
One of the things that you've flagged from a gendered perspective is confidence, and that can be a weakness for some women. One thing that I wonder if you would call a strength is the ability that women have in talking about tough things with their peer group, a real weakness for many men, especially as they age. When you deliver these sessions, do you find that the conversation can get going on money in a fruitful way, or do you really have to work at it?
Yeah, that's a good point, Bruce, because I always say you don't have to share anything. This is an educational series, like for the Money Club, for example, and so that people come not expecting they have to share. But I'm always amazed, and it's awesome how people do start sharing and the women start sharing their stories, and then that helps the others in the room. And it really gets rid of the stigma to say, hey, what am I doing wrong? Because I think a lot of people are looking around saying, well, they're doing this. How come I can't do that? And maybe they're not doing anything wrong, but also seeing that other people are having the same struggles that they might be.
One of the real issues that affects families, and it affects men and women, but women in a different way, is marital breakdown. How do you address that in terms of the sessions that you do privately or in a Money Club setting, given the statistics on that are pretty disappointing?
Yeah, I do. I work with married women as well as single or divorced women. And I think for the women that are married, it's just as important for them to be very clear on what they have in their household and understand it. And for women that are on their own, it's that much more important that they are saving. I have some very young clients who are very keen on saving 20% of their income, and they do that. And they have no expectation that somebody else is going to be helping them with that. And so I think, too, when you are single, and my mom is still single, right, and you have to make those expenses, pay those on your own, it's very important that you're budgeting and that you have a clear understanding of where you're at.
If you could snap your fingers and change one thing about how women behave when it comes to their money, what would it be?
The biggest thing for me I hear is the head in the sand, and they say that to me. I don't use that phrase. And I just say, you know what, do one little thing. Just start. It doesn't have to be all of it. That's the beautiful thing about this, is that you implement one little change. Maybe it's an improved fee structure on your investments. Maybe it's a savings plan that you didn't have, or repay debt. Whatever it is, that makes a difference, that it's not an all or none. Don't avoid it. Just make some little change.
Right. Very good. Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Vanessa Stockbruger started Women's Sense, which offers a whole bunch of things, including a Money Club program.